For topic 5.7, you're asked to carry out calculations of net primary productivity and explain the relationship between gross primary productivity, net primary productivity, and plant respiration. Everything you've been looking at in photosynthesis has been leading up to this idea that carbon fixation is primary productivity. It's the production of food, in this case glucose, from light energy from the sun. Okay? We need to look at the difference between gross primary productivity and net primary productivity. But let's just briefly go back and look at how we define energy in organisms. We classify them as to where they get their energy from. Autotrophs can get their energy by using, you know, making it themselves effectively. The most common ones that you'll see are the ones that use light energy, but you can get ones that use chemical energy from their surroundings. Heterotrophs cannot produce their own food, so they require to eat other organisms in order to produce that. And the gross productivity of any level is the energy absorbed by a particular trophic level. So photosynthesis and carbon fixation of photosynthesis is the gross productivity of the primary trophic level, the plants, okay, the producers. The net productivity is the energy available to the next trophic level. Okay, so if the amount of energy that's been fixed or used by a plant is the gross primary productivity, the net primary productivity is effectively the biomass available in a plant to the next level. The net productivity plus the respiratory loss, so the energy that's being lost by an organism in respiration, is equal to the gross productivity. So gross productivity less respiratory loss equals net productivity. And you should be able to use that equation quite well. You may be asked about the units. The units are kilojoules per square meter per year. As long as you've got some energy unit here, we're looking at energy per square unit area per unit time. Okay, so we're looking at effectively the how much energy is being made by the plants in a particular area per year. Okay, just manipulate the data.